So you already heard the topic, the title, and you can understand that I prepared a lot of information with graphs and statistics. We will not have time to go through all of it. I will kind of jump from one slide to another. But it will be also online, and you can also look at it. Before I go to the church member survey that I, you know, prepared to present, I would like you to look at this graph from Youth Ministries Department, actually, and I see Paco here. And you can see this is the latest data as of end 2017. And just visually, what group has more, who has less membership? Can you tell me what group? The yellow one, they are young adults up to 30 plus, you know, from 21. The second from top, it is ambassadors, 16 to till 21. Them orange, pathfinders, and them blue adventurers. So you know right away that we have less membership in what group? From 16 till 21. And so when I look at this graph and at this data, and I look through several years, last years, the picture is the same. We have much less. We have millions there, and we don't have even 1 million, you know, membership of ambassadors. And this is critical generation from 16 till 21, when people leave the home and they go for colleges and education and universities, and it looks like we're losing them. So I wanted to look at the data that I prepared from church member survey, comparing two subsamples. One subsample is drawn from the church member survey, and you can see that total number was 63,756, and this is the total number, 60%. And then you can see that the orange, this is young people from 21 till 35, 28% of the total sample. And blue, 12%. This was 12% of youth or young people up to 20 that we had in this church member survey. So I prepared that from these two subsamples of young people. And you can see over there that we have first generation Adventists. 41% of total membership reported they were first-generation Adventists. Can you tell me, is it a challenge for the church if you know that it's not half, but quite a big number, first-generation Adventists? Do we need to disciple them? And then you can also see them from a group, orange group, young people till 35, 21, 35, 33% of them are also first-generation Adventists. And then you can see also this gray, you know, bar, 26% of people, young people up to 20, they reported they're first-generation Adventists. They're first in their families. So do we have a challenge to disciple all these people? And of course, you probably heard that fifth and fourth generation, they also have a challenge to be active in the church, to stay connected to God because of the religions that becomes tradition. And so fourth and fifth, they have a danger to become passive and actually observers. And we have also, you can see, about 20% or plus of these people in all these age groups. So the sample is interesting. Genders were, we can say, equally presented, almost equally presented in these subsamples. A relationship with the Adventist church, you can see that 87% from people up to 20 were baptized, and 91% from people 21 till 35 were baptized. But even more, second couple of graphs, consider themselves Adventists, although they were not still yet baptized, but they considered themselves Adventists. Some of them were employed by Adventist organization, some were employed in the past. So we have pretty good samples. So what you will see later came from this group that consider themselves overwhelmingly Adventist and really connected to the church. Most of them were baptized already. So when we asked, you know, how many people celebrate Sabbath in your household, you can see this graph. 53% of people up to 20 said the whole household celebrates the Sabbath. What about other 47%? Then 21 till 35, second bar, 63% said that whole household celebrates the Sabbath where they live. But also you can say 37%, they could not say so. You can see their marital status. And of course, people are over 20 years, more of them are married, 47%. And up to 20, you see just 4% were married, and 92% were single and never married. So you can see that, of course, those who are married, they have more probably potential to celebrate Sabbath as a household if their wife or spouse is also of Adventist church. Let's see at their devotional practices. So family worship, you can see also there that 44% of young adults, they have children in this sample. It means that we expect that these people have family worship, right? Because they have children, so they need to disciple them. But you can see that only 32%, orange bar, have daily or more than once a day family worship. But gladly, 17% more, they have several times a week worship with their family. So altogether, it is about half of the sample. And you can see also that 23% of people 21 till 35, they never have family worship. And also 28% of people up to 20, they never have family worship. We also ask questions about their children, and you can see there that 86% of young adults, they have all living children Adventist, but 14%, although from this young sample, I would say, they already said that their children are not Adventists. How often do you engage in these activities was the question, and we ask about personal devotions. And you can see that the first bars are personal prayers and personal devotions, read the Bible daily or more than once a day, study Sabbath school lessons, read Ellen G. White writings. And orange is again our group from 21 till 35. And as the background, you can see statistics for people who are aged up to 20. And you can see, although it's also not ideal, because you can see that only personal prayer, you can see personal prayer, also personal prayer, half of them, or a little bit more than half, they pray daily or more than that often, you know. Personal devotions, 43% of people age 21 to 35, they have personal devotions. And then you have 33, 24, and then you have 10 and 14. So when we compare that, we can tell that, you know, which group has less established devotional life. Of course, the group that is up to 20, this is blue background, right? So they have less practices of daily prayers, personal devotions, reading the Bible, and study Sabbath school, and Ellen G. White writings. So this is like one of the spots that we can conclude that we need to focus on that. If we would like so our young people become disciples, we need to think what is happening in their private, personal, devotional life, connection with God. Church attendance, location, and climate in the local church. This is a perceived church attendance of the churches that they attend. And you can see that people up to 20, this is below, at the bottom of the slide, they mostly attend middle-sized and small churches, while people who are young adults, they mostly attend, you know, 33%, they attend large churches, and then 38%, they attend middle-sized churches. When we look at the church locations, then you can say that 51% of people up to 20 years old, they actually, they attend churches in large city centers, downtown, somewhere in large city, a smaller city that is next to a large city, or a smaller city. So this where our young people, young adults are located, and there they are going to the church. Although 49%, it's almost half, they're still in smaller towns and also in the villages. Can we provide the same quality of the worship, the same quality of ministries and services that adult people, you know, young adults could be satisfied with? And the same when we, this is not young adults, I'm sorry, this is people up to 20, and this is young adults. The percentage is even higher. 60% of them are in large cities and in cities that, close to the large city or just a city. And 40% are in smaller city and a town and villages. It's also a big percentage, and we need to think about that. When we ask them how often did they attend the church, their local church, and you can see the first two bars, this for people up to 20, and the next couple of bars, gray and yellow, for people 21 to 35. And yellow is every week or more often than once a week, and then orange almost every week. So sometimes they skip, but almost every week they attend. And the same with yellow, it stands for almost every week. So the percentage is almost the same, almost identical. But you can say that regular attendance is 66-69%. So we cannot say that other people, you know, other 30%, 30+%, they are regular worshippers. So we cannot say so. Although, 19% are also doing it almost every week. Attend Sabbath school, also good figure, 66%. It's every week or more often. Attendance in small groups is less, 36 and 35. And attendance in prayer meetings is also 37 and 30, in 30s, 33. Pathfinders meetings, you can see the figures. Blue is for up to 20, and orange is for 25, 35. So you can see that not all people attended every week or more than once a week Pathfinders meetings or youth meetings in the area they live. We also asked about climate at the church and how they feel in their churches when they attended. So you can see that at church, the question was, I feel, and these are responses for very true results. People up to 20, this is the first group of bars, and then 21, 32, I feel free to be who I am, the first bar. Then, I able to use my spiritual gifts, 51% and 54% from that group. I feel loved and cared, 52%, and 48%, young adults feel less loved and cared. And then yellow, I can voice my opinion. And then light blue, I feel closeness and unity. And you can see 41 in people up to 20, and even less people till 35. And then I able to help and serve people, 45% and 47. So you see that not a majority of our young people feel really well in their local churches, valued and needed. And the lowest is 33% and 38%, I can voice my opinion. We have also, we asked them if they have been hurt by leaders, people, or accidents in their churches. And you can see that people reported yes. And this can be anything from miniskirt that somebody told that you came not in appropriate clothes, you know, to something that happened in the church, maybe with other people, but they were hurt by these circumstances. Young people and young adults, they play an important role in decision-making in my local church. We made a statement, and we asked if they strongly agree or disagree or not sure about that. And you can see that people actually, they strongly agree and agree that they have an important role in decision-making in their local church. If you combine this blue and orange, it will be 65, it will be 66%. It's a good percentage, although it's not total. But at the same time, when you look at strongly agree, people who marked like without, you know, hesitation, they strongly agree that it's happening. It's very low, 22% and 24% who thought that they really play a role. We also asked several questions about their involvement in church service and mission in the local church. This show you that also people strongly agree this is blue and agree this is orange. From total sample and two subsamples, almost the same results. They say that young people are actively involved. But when we asked more specific questions, we saw that they're not really that involved as they reported that they thought they are involved. Do you hold a church office at your local church? And only 37% said yes from people up to 20, 63, nothing, no responsibility in the local church. And people who are young adults, 59%, they don't have actually assigned responsibility in the local church. Do they help church with the church ministry during the week? This is the first one. And then a church ministry on Sabbath. And you can see blue for people up to 20 and orange 21, 35. How many people really help during the week? 22% and 27. Less than 30%. And how many people help a church ministry on Sabbath? People who are young adults, they 35% they help on Sabbath. It's still 35. It's a little bit more than one third regularly. Every week or more than once a week. So we see that they are not really involved in the church activities and church service. Another question about evangelism. I meet needs of non-Adventists. This is gray bar. I formed new friendship during the week with non-Adventists. This is orange. I witnessed to non-Adventists. This is blue. And you can see that figures are also low for both groups. So we can say that our young people, although you saw their connection to Adventist Church, most of them are baptized, most of them consider themselves Adventists, they are not really that involved. And they also said that their involvement, even in this ministry, reclaiming of former members, should increase by reclaiming by local church and by also themselves. When we ask them if their church has a program for preparing young people to become leaders, so you can see that total sample is gray, orange is people 21, 32, and blue up to 20. So people also, like more than 60% agree that church has this program, but most agree on conference and union level. And in local church, you see differences. So we can see that if improvement it should be somewhere, it should be at the local church. When we ask about church doctrines, it's also very interesting that young people, you see, it's big numbers, it's over 90 or around 90, so they supported doctrine on Sabbath, God created the universe, my body is a temple of Holy Spirit, Ellen G. White writing the spirit of prophecy. So, but at the same time, I will ask you, what color is of bus is lower? Although it's strong support, but you again see this group of ambassadors. They still have low percentage of strong support. When we look at more on the doctrines, Jesus will return in my lifetime. You can see 62% up to 20, they say they strongly agree. I am confident. Only 59 said from another group. Another church interpretation of end time prophecies. This will be gray. Then before Christ return, God will decide who is safe and who is lost. And then blue pre-advent judgment began in 1844. Look at this last blue. 45% of people up to 20 agree with that. And 59% compared to 90 something on Sabbath and on others that we saw on previous slides. Salvation also was interesting that we ask about their salvation in connection to health messages. And you see how many people, 50% agreed that this plays a role in their salvation. Although the last bar, they were confident that salvation is just sola Christus, you know, solus Christus. At the same time, salvation and total obedience to the law. They also, so many people agreed that this, to be in heaven, I need to obey the law. So this is the question. Salvation and SDS membership. I need to be a member of SDS Church, 58 and 61. And also sinful nature, that every man is born with sinful tendencies. Only this percentage agree. So we see that although they are Adventists, they still don't have exactly understanding of some doctrines as we suppose they have. Doctrine state of the dead. There is a confusion, and it reflects the sample, total sample as well. And figures are very close. Although most of them said that no consciousness or activity is after death. But then you see how many people still, 20 plus, 30 plus, say that righteous dead are in heaven, that soul lives after death, that Christians may go to witch doctors, that they dead can communicate with living, although it's the lowest. But you see, it's in both samples we have this confusion. Many people reported also that they have, although they have grown spiritually, this is the first bar. And then less percentage, 28, 31, 18, you see the figures. I think I'm spiritually lost. My faith has been shaken. I lost some spiritual meaning. So we have their struggle. And I would like to say that they are struggling with these issues. And we are discussing, do they need discipleship or not? Do we have discipleship program for them? Never received a visit from my pastor or elder. 40% from young people and 43% from people from 21 to 35. Never received a visit of pastor during the last 12 months. And maybe they need this visit. So, but nevertheless, you see that they very satisfied with their local church. 50% and 45% of the young adults. But if you combine with somewhat satisfied, you have high figures. But we would like probably total satisfaction, right? But we can understand why. But thankfully, many of them still plan to be in the Adventist church for the rest of their lives. And I would like to conclude with my recommendations. Looking at the figures, I think that we need to focus on young people, especially on this group from 16 till 21. Also, of course, we need to start earlier, but you see the figures. Even compared to these two subsamples, this is a critical age that needs more support. And you remember the graph. Second, we need intentional discipleship program of young people in local churches, modeling their spiritual life, because we would like their devotional life to be different, and also modeling involvement in the ministry to the church and to the community, because we saw how low our figures on a regular basis, weekly basis. And then create a safe environment for young people to feel loved and needed, to safely voice their opinion, to ask questions, to be involved in the decision-making process in their local churches.